We've got three superb chasers. Wood pointed at Alicia Spinett, Angelina Johnson, and Katie Bell. We've got two unbeatable beaters. Stop it, Oliver, you're embarrassing us, said Fred and George Weasley together, pretending to blush. And we've got a seeker who has never failed to win us a match, Wood rumbled, glaring at Harry with a kind of furious pride. And me, he added, as an afterthought. We think you're very good too, Oliver, said George. Cracking keeper, said Fred. The point is, Wood went on, resuming his pacing, the Quidditch Cup should have had our name on it these last 2 years. Ever since Harry joined the team, I've thought the thing was in the bag. But we haven't got it. And this year's the last chance we'll get to finally see our name on the thing. Wood spoke so dejectedly that even Fred and George looked sympathetic. Oliver, this year's our year, said Fred.
We'll do it, Oliver, said Angelina.
Definitely, said Harry. Full of determination, the team started training sessions 3 evenings a week. The weather was getting colder and wetter, the nights darker, but no amount of mud, wind, or rain could tarnish Harry's wonderful vision of finally winning the huge silver Quidditch Cup.